VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Hark, the eBay sellers ring, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Oh, that was excellent.
Thanks.
I'm impressed as heck. Hey, if you can't get in for some reason, if you can't call in, maybe you're at work, maybe you're shy, you can always click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. So it's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now, and you fill out the little web form, hit the submit button. We'll do everything we can to put you your issue on the air, okay?
Yeah, and before you call in, I have something to say.
Please say it.
So two things I had. Normally, I don't work on the weekends. I think you know that.
Right.
But there was such an interesting problem that came up from a seller, and it had been ongoing for months, and this was a seller who was having an issue with the shipping calculator when she was printing labels. And sometimes labels that she would print would charge more than what they would be charged at the post office or on the USPS site. And she started emailing me about a couple months ago. And I asked her for some information. And she didn't give me the information I was asking for. She gave me like a printout of the label. And I said, well, I need more. And then I didn't hear from her, but I forwarded what she did send me to the shipping team, and they couldn't find anything right off. And then she emailed me again over the weekend saying she was giving up. And every time I hear that, I get, it's like a little knife in my heart. No, don't give up. Let's find out. So I said, please send me this information. It was basically, I needed a, because I don't have access into seller accounts on purpose. I really don't want that. A screenshot of the page when this happens again. And she did. And I discovered what the problem was.
And it was?
Her ship from zip code was incorrect. She was located in Illinois, and the ship from zip code was for a zip code in Oregon. So sometimes it was showing a cost for shipping to a person, say, in on the East Coast from Oregon and not from Illinois. And of course, that would be more. Now, she's not sure how that happened, and she was able to go in and edit it, which fixed everything. But I did tell her to keep an eye every time, because you know, I don't know how many of her listings might have this. And I did send it to the shipping team, and they were going to take a look at it. No one's sure, you know, if it was an inadvertent change she made a long time ago or what. But she said she doesn't remember ever. She never lived in that place, and she never had packages sent from that zip code. But It was a great feeling for me, because there are some. I mean, when somebody asks a question, I can usually give an answer. But when it comes to like technical problems on the site or presumed technical problems, I'm usually not able to be much of assistance. I have to forward those to someone else. That's why I always ask for the information, because I'm going to need that information anyway, and it helps speeds the process up. But this was one where I was able to fix it myself, and that's been a while since I've been able to do that. So I was glad to be able to help. She's ecstatic. She's not giving up, and she's not leaving eBay. But when you ship, if you have that problem, always double check just to make sure. There's a little area on the print label page where, you know, you can select things like the class of service, and you maybe can put the weight in or change it. Look for that ship from zip code. Make sure it's the right zip code. Otherwise, you could be under or overcharging your buyer or yourself for shipping if you're paying for it based on what the buyer's paid. And I haven't heard anything yet back from the shipping team. And the other thing I discovered today, and there's a little bit of confusion, I think, with some sellers about this. But if you check the GSP box for international shipping, and then you select the alternate shipping, and you choose worldwide, What that does is it preempts global shipping. So it's a funny little thing. I think it's not designed well, and I've asked for the shipping team to consider putting some text message there. I think most sellers understand that alternate shipping, you select what countries you'd rather ship to yourself. So there's a lot of sellers who like GSP, but they want to ship directly to, say, Canada. So they'll check the GSP box, but then they'll select Canada for alternate shipping, which means they'll provide the shipping themselves to Canada. And this is for, like, antiques or small, low-cost items, for example. And that seems to work well for them, and that's great. That's why we provide it. But if you, in alternate shipping, if you click worldwide, nothing you sell is going to be offered for GSP, even though you check the box, because it overrides that. So woman had written to me, and she was all upset because she thought she had opted into GSP, which she did, but she was selecting alternate shipping and checking the worldwide box, and that all of her items were not GSP. So hopefully she's going to fix that. So they contacted her.
Thank you.
But that's just two bits of nuggets of information. And in the coming year, we'll have more nuggets. In fact, we'll call them nuggets of information to give you based on what I'm seeing.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That you were nuggets. Able to make a difference.
And now, nuggets from Griff.
And now Griff's nuggets.
All right, now let's. I want to change my mind.
That's an old nasty broad.
That's not a good thing.
Now, there are two ways. Well, there are many ways to reach Griff and I, but Griff and me. But if you'd like to.
Smoke signals.
If you cannot call in at 888 Radio 30, which of course we'd love to have you call in, 888 Radio 30, you may also send us a message by using the Contact Us tab on your eBay Radio player. And Griff, we have some of those right now.
Right. Before you do that, I just want to address this really quick. Somebody said, will you be addressing the issue with the new...
I do this all day. When I get ready to do something, he's going to interrupt me.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, okay. All day, right?
Will you be addressing the issue with the new eBay for iPad app version 3.4.0 today? We weren't planning to, but I'll read this. Yes. Please check out the App Store reviews. Dare you read any on the air? No, I'm not going to, but yes, the team is aware of some people's sentiments about the app and some missing things. They duly noted, and they're working on it. So there it is.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Stacy.
Now, go ahead.
Okay, you're sure. Stacy from Woodstock, Illinois.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh, my God. Stacy from Woodstock, Illinois, known on eBay as Right Brained Boutique. She says, where is the link to the chat board? I know I found it once, but can't find it again. Okay, here's how I do it, okay? I go to ebayradio.com because all good things start with ebayradio.com.
Yeah.
All right? Go to ebayradio.com and see the big, right there, see the two Listen Live and Archives on Demand button? See right under that where it says subject and there are a whole bunch of things? It's always the first one right there.
And if you don't see it, you have to sign in.
So right. It may ask you to sign into eBay even if you're already signed in.
Right. And it may not even ask you. You have to click the sign-in link that's on that page.
But I just went right to it today because apparently I'm already signed in.
There you go.
And it didn't mind. But it's the first one. It says today! ! And that's how you get to the chat board.
They're discussing on that chat board something from the old eBay U class, which I included a photo of what's known as the famous, this is years ago, the famous naked photo guy in the mm-hmm. Revere teapot. I mean, if you looked real close, you could see the reflection of the photographer, and he was clearly not wearing any clothing. And eBetsy writes back that launched another original eBay genre called reflectoporn, and the stuff has its own website now. So if you search for reflectoporn, you didn't hear it from me, but you'll see. An aspect of the eBay seller community that, you know, just makes it what it is. So special. So, you know, there's some special folks out there.
Well,
they want to share with you.
Here's somebody else who's very special. Linda from Anchorage, Alaska, known on eBay as Pearly Queen 55.
Yeah.
Hey, Griff, just heard you say you're having UK guests at Christmas.
Yes.
I'm a UK expat, and I'm writing to warn you that by law, I think, Brits must partake of the following at Christmas. Are you ready?
Oh, brother. Okay, let me get them ready. All right.
Yes, Christmas cake. A fruit cake with marzipan and icing that's hard enough to break your teeth.
Oh, we have that, too.
And then in parentheses, she puts one of the reasons for English teeth. She put this, not me.
Oh, it's not the National Health?
Right.
Okay, good.
Christmas pudding. Dense fruit pudding that only has to be boiled for around 6 hours before it's ready. Next, Christmas crackers.
I know those
are the paper pull toys.
Right.
With very bad jokes and paper hats inside them, preferably accompanied by lots of Christmas beverages.
Okay.
And several more. Wait, maybe that's why they're spending Christmas with you rather than at home.
Yeah.
And remember, it's happy, not Merry
Christmas.
It's
Happy Christmas. That's
for them.
Right.
Yeah. In any case, have fun. Signed, Linda. I thought that was very sweet.
Well, thank you, Linda. That's important information. I'll make sure our guest feels just like he's at home.
And speaking of which, coincidentally, Philip Henry from Blackpool, United Kingdom.
Hello, Philip.
eBay ID is Philly-Henr. Oh, and I'll read you his question when we come back.
Okay. This open phone segment was sponsored by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Give us a call, why don't you? At 888-723-4630. We'll take that call right here on eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 302.
There are advantages and disadvantages to selling in an auction format on eBay. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service. He explains one of the advantages to selling in an auction format.
Potential for home runs. Everybody loves home runs. So what happens if you have a fixed price? You can kind of go for a home run, and a lot of people do. You know, you just put a gigantic number out there and put a best offer on it, and it can work. But on the other end, auctions have potential for home runs because there's an excitement about it. Especially in the olden days, everybody got crazy about auctions and how they'd end in the last second and all that kind of stuff. So you still have potential for home runs, and they happen quite often.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. It's a Wonderful Life appears on TV more than any other holiday movie. And Rudolph was actually created by Montgomery Ward in the late 1930s for a holiday promotion. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
Yeah, whenever I take pictures of shiny objects, I always make sure I have girded my loin, unlike some people I know. This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Luckily for me, there are very few shiny shirts, so I don't have to worry about that. Give us the gift of your call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. You know, you asked me in the beginning of the show what I was doing for the holidays.
Right.
And I'm not doing anything. So I took the time on the break to go look at the calendar that Howie puts together.
Uh-huh.
So I take it back. I will, on January 2nd, be recouping from way too much stuff.
Okay.
We are overbooked.
Uh-oh.
He does this. You know, he's young. He overbooks us.
He loves to do stuff, Howie does.
He's very social, and I am.
I'm not. You're like me, more like me.
I'm into gathering moss, you know, at home. Wool gathering, you know.
So we were talking about Philip Henry's email.
Yes,
from
Philip
Blackpool,
Henry.
United Kingdom.
You know what's at Blackpool, right?
No.
It's a great old resort.
Oh.
It's a seaside resort, but I think a lot of it's been kind of torn down over the years.
Well,
I went once like 30 years ago. It was fun.
So here's this question.
Yeah.
I would like to start a group who, working together, would improve their knowledge in and around eBay.
Yeah, of course.
And he gives his Skype and his email.
Right.
And he wants to hear from people. He's in the UK, a click away.
Well, does meetup.com, it's worldwide, right?
That's the first thing I thought of. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So
we would be happy to support our first group outside of North America that we know of. So
what I'm going to do here is I'm going to send email to him.
Okay.
And tell him that, yeah, we'll, you know, our team here at eBay Radio will try to figure out what he should do over there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's got a Skype, he's got email.
Yes, please start that group, and please get enough people so that Jeff and I can come visit you.
Oh.
We're off to England.
Oh,
see you
and we
later.
Have to do a remote broadcast.
I knew you'd tag along somehow. Yeah, here's my appendage. She insisted on coming.
Yes, to make up for what happened in New Orleans. Don't
Honey,
even go
that was
there.
10 years
I
ago.
I don't care.
That's over 10 years
ago. Imagine
how
I felt.
John, she really holds a grudge.
When he decided to take his wife instead of the co-host of the
now,
show.
Now, let's not speak ill of the departed.
Please. Hmm. Okay, so we're gonna take care of this fella. Because we would love to see a group started in the UK. I think that would be fantastic. Be very exciting. Okay.
So, by the way, I got to do this while we have the time.
Okay.
So Ginger just contacted me because she listens to the show. She's cool. So it's common that apps don't perform well in the first few days. This is about the recent iPad app.
Okay.
Especially with companies who've been in the mobile game as long as eBay. So we have a lot of users, and it's human nature that people may not initially like a change. We let it settle, and then we see what the reviews are in a few weeks. Our recent releases for the iPhone, iPad, and Android follow a consistent pattern with low ratings and then climb to 4+ stars. So, you know, people adapt to the changes. But what she's saying is that they're looking for things that people see that are definite features that they can change or redo. And she said, we are listening carefully to our customers, reading the reviews, and we're innovating and readapting rapidly. So, we have a lot more in store for the apps for our buyers and sellers in the coming months, and we really do take the reviews seriously, and they make a difference in how the app is up.
Good. So we went right from, let me see, we from the UK, and we have an email now from Israel. Remember Adam in Jerusalem?
Oh, yes, Adam, of course.
His eBay ID is SHMARYA, Shmarya, 72014. And what he's saying is he's given us an item number, which we do not have time to dish until like 12:30 Pacific time. So, but I'd like to give out the item number now. It's his first clothing listing. And he says, my first clothing clothing listing, wondering how I did. Thanks, Adam from Jerusalem. So here's the item number, and I figure people in the chat room can look at it over the break and for the next half hour and see if they have any ideas for him. But the item number is 2216.
Okay, hold on. You caught me at a typing time. Oh, I don't want to lose the jumper, so I'm going to keep that up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
2216-3466-6044.
And that number again is?
That number again is 2216-3466-6044.
Okay, what are we looking at here? Ooh, it's a Brooks Brothers. Ooh, it's
yes,
nice.
Yes, it is. I thought you'd like that.
I do. I just wish it was my size, but I love that kind of tweed.
I do, too.
That's beautiful. So what are we going to do with this?
We're going to, at 12:30 Pacific time, dish this.
All right, I'll keep this up here.
So yeah, and I gave the item number out so people could kind of look at it and
okay.
Tell us what they think. This is his first ever, oh, he says Happy Hanukkah.
Wait, first ever what?
Clothing listing.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we'll have some things to talk about.
Okay.
Anywho, an hour gone, two more to come. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Up next, your life on eBay, right here on eBay Radio.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFest.com. For more information.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers, and we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts, and with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to pagemage.com. But did we mention it's free?
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.